Now, a couple of weeks ago, I attended the launch of a new collaboration between Essex County Council and various arts, culture and heritage bodies here at County Hall in Chelmsford. To tell us all about it in more detail, I'm joined by Councillor John Spence, Essex County Council Cabinet Member with responsibility for heritage, culture and the arts. Good afternoon, John.
Hi, Paul.
Hello. Now, before we start, could you tell us a little bit about yourself, your own background?
You'll probably detect that I'm Scottish originally. I grew up in Edinburgh, went to university in Dublin, came to live in Essex in 1980 when I'm one of those horrible people called a banker, when I was brought down here by Lloyds Bank at that time. I've always been on the retail side of banking and I worked there for 32 years, so I left in 2005. You should always be clear that you left before the debacle. It was all right when I went. And I've done many things in the community, as many people will know me from the Essex Community Foundation, various disability charities to do with blindness. I've been blind for 27 years before I became a county councillor in 2013.
Okay, and that obviously all the work that you've done with local organisations obviously qualifies you well to be in charge of heritage, culture and the arts, which is where you are now. The council has signed a memorandum of collaboration with the Arts Council and our local authority partners as well. So tell us about this. What does this collaboration mean?
Well, interestingly, I'm also the cabinet member with responsibility for finance and for housing and planning. And you may think those things look contradictory and quite discreet, but actually you'll see how they join together. To my way of doing, Essex is a much misunderstood but magical county, and we too often allow the image to be portrayed in certain ways. Actually, the richness of the heritage here is phenomenal, and you just go back all the way through from the first town of the Romans in Colchester, St. Peter's Chapel in Bradwell when St. Sed came into Essex to bring Christianity, all the way through the times of the Hanseatic League, Saffron Walden, Thaxted and so on. Brentwood's role in terms of the pilgrims going to Canterbury and with the various priest halls and houses around Brentwood to help people save things as they went across the marches. Billericay's role with the Pilgrim Fathers and Harwich as well, of course, in terms of the Mayflower. So all across this county you see this rich heritage. And if I look at my housing and planning and finance responsibilities, I want to ensure that the growth of population in Essex occurs. Firstly, in a very good way. It is not enough just to have population growth happening in a scattergun way. You want to plan for it well, ensure the environment and the infrastructure are appropriate for it. And secondly, that we attract people in who want to work, live and play here because of the quality of place. I've got to recognise always that we are in competition with other places and counties in this country as well as abroad, in thinking about where companies want to grow, where the Essex companies want to grow and stay, or where other companies want to come in to provide high quality employment for our residents. And the role that heritage, culture and arts play in all that is critical. It can be the key differentiator in marking out a place as different or better from somewhere else. The strategic collaboration, therefore, with the Arts Council is all about that recognition and saying that they have funds available to them which should be deployed to optimal effect across Essex. We have not been getting our fair share of those funds, and the funds coming into the county have not been well spread across the county. And so by bringing all the local authorities into the piece, they're not actually formal signatories, but they're key partners of ours. I'd like to see relationships built which will ensure more funding for arts and heritage activities across the county in the context of making this magical county a still better place to live.
Okay, so is the collaboration, it's not so much, just to clarify, that Essex County Council will be giving more money, it's more about talking to people like the Arts Council and the Heritage Lottery about making sure that Essex doesn't get left behind?
Well, not just left behind, I actually want us to be forerunners in this, because the Arts Council will talk to you that they tend to make greatest progress where there is the best relationship. It's not a relationship that we have actively worked worked on in recent years, and I want to work on it now. I want to ensure that all the arts organisations around the county know what funding flows are available so that they can apply for them. And it was brilliant that we actually, at the launch event, ran out of capacity and had to bring in extra chairs. You know, it was phenomenal, really. So I saw a great thirst there to know more. It's to encourage cross-county working about initiatives, Paul, things that we can do together, and then that we can be suggesting to the Arts Council in ways that they can enhance their piece. We also, of course, had there the Heritage Lottery Fund, the Big Lottery Fund, and the museums organisations as well. So this stretches across all the different partners to make sure this relationship works, not just in getting more money, of course not, but in actually driving up the scale and quality of activity.
I think this is something that you've already touched on, but Essex County Council has made a couple of pledges with regards to this policy, and one of these is to develop a network in Essex of arts, culture and heritage. How do you see that will work?
So increasingly, we as a county council recognise that we can't do everything ourselves, Paul. The finances available to us and the amount we can ask our council taxpayers to pay limits that ambition. What we can be are enablers and facilitators. We can use our convening power and the scale of network contacts that we have to keep people in touch and let people know what's going on. The ability to help arts organisations and heritage organisations know what is going on in the other county, what sort of plans and schemes have been successful. I don't know about you, but too often I find in this world this desire to reinvent the wheel and assume that people haven't done this well before. And it's a continual message I have in this place. Let's see what other people have done and what we can learn from that. And so that's what we can do, enabling and facilitating organisations to better do their work by reference to what others have done and to attract the funding to do it.
Now, bearing in mind that council budgets are forever under pressure, Arts Council budgets are under pressure too, would this be easy or difficult to achieve, do you think?
Why do you want to do easy things? What am I talking about here? I'm talking about trying to build on the brilliant strengths that Essex has already, to build on them in certain ways to do with, let's always remember, how we enable the housing stock to expand in quality, in quantity, in design, in environment and in infrastructure. And with that wonderful lacing of heritage, culture and arts, to be better than any other part of England to live in. That's not easy, but why would you not want to do it?
How can groups who may be listening get involved with the programmes that Essex County Council and other bodies are currently promoting?
So we are aiming to be proactive in this space, but in the meantime, if people go to the exploreculture.org.uk site, they will find information there about the collaboration, about the funding streams that are available. I would hope, it's not in place yet, but I would hope we can build up an electronic mailing list of organisations with whom we can provide updates from time to time. But go there first and by all means register your interest.
Okay. John, thank you very much for your time today. It's great to hear such passion and enthusiasm towards something that I know we all support at Phoenix FM. So we're looking forward to seeing how it all works out. Thank you.